Beautiful Things Happen When a Woman Trusts God by Sheila Walsh. 15 years ago, life as I knew it came to an end. Everything I had built came crashing to the ground, crushing me beneath the rubble. A few friends tried to pull me from the ruins, but I had no desire to be saved. I wanted to be left alone to die. Into that darkest of nights came the Son of God. In that moment, he didn't come to me as Savior or Liberator or King. He came as the Lamb who stayed beside me through long, dark days and nights. His presence was deeply comforting. He let me bury my face in his wool and weep. He let me lay my head by his and sleep. But one day, he stood up, and I stood beside him. He began to make his way out of the ruins into the daylight. I didn't want to leave and begged him to stay, but he kept walking. I followed. I never wanted to be separated from him. As we stood in the sunlight, I found the vista before me terrifying. "I can't do this," I said. "I know," he answered. "I don't want to do this," I said. "I know," he answered. "What will I do?" I asked. "Just follow me," he said. "Where are we going?" I asked. "We're going home." Introduction. Swinging in the Arms of God. July 7, 1966. The Swing. When I was a child, my mom would take my sister Frances and I to the swings in the park. I loved being pushed on the swing by someone I trusted. I felt as if I were flying, airborne, without a care in the world. I would cry out, "Higher, Mommy, higher!" I remember one day, though, when it was just my big sister and me at the park. Frances pushed me on my swing for a while and then got tired and sat down on the grass. A boy who was known as the neighborhood bully came up behind me and began to push my swing. I was terrified. He wasn't pushing it any higher than my sister had, but I didn't trust him. I cried and cried until my sister told him to stop. The matter, you see, came down to a 5-letter word. Trust made flying high in the air an exhilarating experience, and when trust was absent, the swing turned into a nightmare. Who was pushing the swing made all the difference in the world. The heart behind the hands pushing the swing changed everything. September 19, 1992. The hospital. I sat in my car in the parking lot outside of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?